Good evening, everyone. Call this meeting to order Monday, March the 4th. John, roll call.
All right, Trustee Barry.
Here.
Carl.
Here.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Sias here. Olson.
Here.
Boyer, absent. I believe she's going to be absent.
Yeah, she's sick.
Danny.
Here. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we need to hold?
Dean, just hold the flag.
No, don't move. Okay, our agenda this evening, we have a proclamation.
Yes, I'm going to turn it over to Mallory.
I am very happy to welcome Daphne. Here she is here as a representative for the Cultural Literary Club. They've been a book club meeting in Bartlett for 30 years, marks their 30th anniversary. And so we are presenting a proclamation honoring their 30th anniversary. So I'm going to read it now, and we're asking that you approve and adopt it.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the proclamation honoring 30 years of the Cultural Literary Club.
Second.
Okay, now I'd like to hear it.
Yeah. Bartlett Public Library District Proclamation honoring 30 years of the Cultural Literary Club. Whereas the Bartlett Public Library District in the village of Bartlett, Illinois, rich in spirit, acknowledges the importance of celebrating milestones that highlight the literacy, vibrancy, and unity within our community. And whereas the Cultural Literary Club, a pillar of culturally intellectual enrichment and camaraderie, was established within our esteemed community in March of 1994. And whereas the Cultural Literary Club serves as a beacon of unity, providing a forum for African-American women to convene, bond, and explore the transformative power of literature by support of the Bartlett Public Library District. And whereas the members of the Cultural Literary Club, numbering 10 strong, exemplify the spirit of discovery, community, and intellectual curiosity. And whereas the club dedicates time to delve into the works of African-American authors, fostering a deeper appreciation for the diverse voices and narratives and promoting lifelong learning. Now, therefore, Bartlett Public Library District do hereby proclaim our heartfelt recognition and commendation for the Cultural Literary Club as they commemorate their 30th anniversary. We celebrate their unwavering dedication to fostering literary appreciation and cultural understanding, dated this 4th day of March, 2024.
That's an accomplishment. Daphne, would you like to say anything?
I would. I would like to say, first of all, I'm honored for Bartlett to present us with this proclamation. Bartlett is an important chapter in our story. 1994, many of us were moving here from other states across the country with our families and are starting our families, and we kind of met up at a chili party. And from that chili party, the ladies decided we would start this book club. And the men said it would never last. We would never be able to stick together. And 30 years later, we are still meeting once a month and reading African-American books. And we do a lot of other things, but it's been a great bond, a friendship. It was a lot of professional women when we first got together didn't even know what each other did, who we worked for, because the point of it was for us just to get together and discuss the books that we read. And today, some of them have moved across the country due to their careers. Some of them have retired. And like myself, I'm a grandparent now. Yeah. But I still look forward to that once a month getting together and reading, and we've met authors. We've done so many things over this 30 years, and we continue to encourage reading as well as for our kids and encourage them to join book clubs and read more. It was ironic that 10 women enjoyed reading and meeting up at a location, and from there continue to enjoy reading and the love of books.
So you started with 10? You started with 10?
We started with almost 20.
And you have.
We would meet late. As we would meet ladies, we would introduce them to the club and have them come in. But it kind of just ended up with a core 10, and the 10 of us started from the beginning.
Congratulations. Well,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
And thank you. We're honored to receive this proclamation.
Can you share where you, like a contact number or an email if someone's interested, that we could maybe let other patrons of the library know if they're interested in attending your book club?
In attending the book club? Well, you can always contact me. I'm the only one still in Bartlett now, but I can give you my contact information.
I've got it. Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn.
Okay.
Has.
Thank you.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. That being said, we're going to have a motion to close our meeting so we can go into executive session for the purpose of the director's evaluation.
Well,
excuse me, there's another motion on the floor about the proclamation.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Beg your pardon. Once again, I'm out of order. Out of order. Roll call.
Yes. Trustee Barry.
Yes.
Carl.
Yes.
DeSmith.
Yes.
Sias. Yes. Olson.
Yes.
Boyer absent. Daney.
Yes.
Motion approved.
Thank you.
Now it's really official.
Thank you.
You have the copies.
Yeah.
I want to sign them.
Don't write John Hancock, just John Simons.
Hey, eight characters is pretty good in this one.
So if the people moved out of state, do you Zoom? Do you meet on a Zoom platform?
We started meeting during COVID on Zoom. But each one of us hosts 1 month.
Oh.
And whenever the people out of state host, they come in town.
Oh, wow. It's nice.
They come from out of state here?
Yeah.
For the book club.
They come and host their book club. They come back. Everyone will be here for our anniversary, which is we're celebrating on Friday. Mm-hmm. And they all come back at Christmas time.
Dedication.
Well, great strong relationships.
You know, great relationships. Yes.
Ride or die kind of group.
It's only waking it out, huh? That's why we wanted to include it tonight, so that you could have it for your meeting on Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you say read or die? No.
That's pretty good.
I was like, right?
All right. 10 copies.
Okay.
One for everybody.
All right.
Thank you. Ethan.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
All this every side. Okay. Where else would we go? Okay.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Sorry to hear Monica.
Now I'll make a motion. Make a motion that we leave regular meeting going into the executive session.
I'll second.
Could I, before you do that, I think it's required that we state the reason we're going to do
executive. Well, I did, but I'll do it again. We're going into executive session for the director's evaluation, and that is as permitted by 5 ILCSA Section 2C1.
Very good. Roll call. Trustee Barry?
Yes.
Carl?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Sias? Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Boyer absent. Daney?
Yes.